You're listening to David Matto Radio.
Welcome to the David Matto Lifestyle Show. This is the show that teaches you how to become stronger, thinner, healthier, happier, and much more. Now, here's your host, Dr. David Matto.
Hello there. Hey, welcome back. It's Dr. D the V, David Matto. I am really excited to be bringing you this news today. As I record this, it is Sunday, March 5th, 2017. Sunday, March 5th, and that means today is the day that I am actually departing Memphis, Tennessee. That's where I am right now, Memphis, Tennessee, staying at a hotel room right now. I'm departing for Hippie Road Trip 4, literally within a couple hours. I just had breakfast, and I'm getting my things ready. I'm going to jump in the shower and hit the road. Hippie Road Trip 4 is going to be from Memphis, Tennessee, down to West Palm Beach, Florida, where I am speaking. See, I just spoke yesterday here in Memphis to, a great group of about 150 people or so with my brother Rich. And we'll be speaking again in West Palm on Friday. So I've got a lot of time. Today is Sunday between now and I just need to be in West Palm by Thursday. So I'm going to be hitting the road, going through Atlanta, Jacksonville, Florida, into West Palm with stops in between. This hippie road trip is a little bit different than my past hippie road trips because I've got some things planned along the way, and that's good and bad. Good because I'm seeing some friends, some family, and just some people that I want to meet up with. Bad because a true hippie road trip has no schedule whatsoever. Now, I'm trying to meet up with some people, I've got to have a little bit of a schedule just in consideration for these people, like my daughter and son-in-law in Jacksonville, Florida. Well, they want to know when I'm coming because they want to prepare a dinner or something like that. So they need to know. I can't just say, well, I'm rolling in any time. So it's, even though it's a hippie road trip, it's a little bit more structured, which I don't really like the structure, but I've got to deal with it this trip. What am I going to be doing? I'm going to be learning and giving and broadcasting. By the way, you can follow this, and I'm going to be taking a lot of pictures too. Follow my hippie road trip on Facebook. I'm going to be live streaming, and I'm going to be posting. I'll try to do a Periscope broadcast or two or three or four. It seems like since I got away from Periscope a little bit lately, my following on Facebook Live, the live streaming there on Facebook, is so much stronger than Periscope. When I broadcast on Facebook, I get between 500 and 1,000 plus views of the video, which is definitely a lot wider of an audience than I had on Periscope. So I'll continue to use Facebook live streaming. You can keep up with my hippie road trip. And why would you ever want to keep up with my hippie road trip? What does it matter to you? Well, I'll tell you why. Because I learn. I share with you. I share with other people along the way. I'm going to try my best on this trip to meet some interesting people, some strangers, get into conversations with strangers, help them with their lives in any way I can. I'm going to be setting examples. I'm going to be, of course, eating my total plant-based vegan diet. I don't eat any animal products whatsoever. So I share along the way if I possibly can. I'll be talking about anything I can, anything that comes to my mind. This morning, I actually put a very interesting post on Facebook. The post was a little bit of a setup because it was a line from a song. What I posted was, if I had $1 million, if I had $1 million, I'd blank. Now, those of you that know the Bare Naked Ladies song, the true answer to that is I'd be rich, because that's how the song goes. If I had $1 million, I'd be rich. But it was very interesting, and I'm still following every answer. It's very interesting to see how many people out there, how many of my friends and followers, how many people think that, wow, if I just had $1 million, my life would be totally different. I could do anything I want. People are talking about, if I had $1 million, they'd buy land, they'd buy islands, they'd buy restaurants. I mean, you know, $1 million is good, but it's not like, I don't think if you have $1 million, you're like super wealthy or anything. You got to be careful because that $1 million will be chipped away so fast, faster than you ever believe. And then you'll be back to the same situation. Very few people said I would invest it in the long term. Everybody's going to be buying something. And I think it just kind of goes to show how the average person out there thinks about wealth, about financial matters. Everybody wants to just buy something. Now, granted, a lot of you said, I'm going to buy something to help other people, which I loved, by the way. Start some type of a project where other people will benefit. That's great. But so many people think, oh, if I just had $1 million, I'd be rich. You got to reevaluate that. Please, we'll be talking about all kind of things along this hippie road trip. I'm really, really excited. I'm feeling great. I'm going to try also to share with you ways to travel very inexpensively. When you travel, you don't have to spend a lot of money. Now, my good friend Steve from Oklahoma City was telling me that, hey, maybe I should boondock along the way. And if you're not sure what the word boondocking means, what that term is, it means pretty much staying in your vehicle, not renting a hotel room, but staying in your vehicle. And right now I've got a rental Toyota RAV4. It's like a medium-sized SUV. Now, it is large enough for me to put the seats down, and I think I could fit in there as far as sleeping, but I don't have the equipment. I only carried my suitcase and a small backpack with me, so I don't have a sleeping bag. I don't have a pillow. I could steal one from the hotel, but I don't like to steal things. I don't have a pillow. I don't have a sleeping pad, anything to be comfortable in the car. So I'm not sure what I'm going to do. I really hate to buy even inexpensive ones. I'd hate to buy them and just then throw them out. I guess I could buy something here in Memphis. There's a Target. I'm looking at my hotel window. There's a Target basically like 0.4 miles away, it looks like. I could probably run in there, get some kind of pad, sleeping bag, pillow, probably for under $50. So would it pay? I don't know. Maybe it would be pretty cool. I don't even know where I would boondock. Would I boondock like in a Walmart parking lot? Where I'm going, I don't know if there's going to be like a lot of like national parks or anything along the way. I don't even know if you could boondock in a national park. I guess you could. I don't know that much about boondocking. But it would be very interesting. Now, my next stop is going to be Atlanta, and my good friend Mike, who is probably listening to this episode, has been gracious enough to offer me a bed in his place for the evening. I think he has. I'm pretty sure he has. So I might be sleeping in Atlanta this evening and visiting with my good friend Mike and having a cool vegan breakfast tomorrow morning. So I'm not sure what I'm going to do. Do I go to the Target? Do I pick up a cheap sleeping bag? A pad, a pillow, and then just donate it when I'm in West Palm Beach. Donate it to somebody, some shelter. So I don't know. Maybe. I'm just not sure. Maybe I should just check it out. I know another stop I have to make before I get on the road is Whole Foods. As you know, I always carry food in my car. I carry healthy food. I carry vegan food. And I try to stay away from restaurants. I'll slip into a restaurant probably for dinner at some point. But for lunch on the road, I make a healthy sandwich. I just eat stuff from my Whole Foods purchase. I carry some stuff in the front seat. I carry some stuff in the back. I just have stuff with me. So I'm going to share with you how to travel for pennies on the dollar, for pennies, and not spend a lot of money. So I'm going to do that too. I'm, as you can tell, I'm excited. I've got some stuff I've got to do in the room here before I get out of here. And I hate to think I'm on a time schedule. I just don't want to think that. But like something's telling me that, hey, I better get going pretty soon. So what else do I have to share with you guys? What else? I'm going to figure out a way to get some exercise in along the way as well. I've got a hippie road trip playlist I made up. It's on Spotify. If you want to, I can share it with you. I'll share it with you on Facebook if you like. It's my hippie road trip playlist, and you just click on the link, and I think it'll take you right to that playlist, and you can play it along with me. How are you doing? Is everything good in your life? I want to help you any way I can. And that's one of the reasons I do this David Matto Lifestyle Show, because I get on the air or on the internet or on the recording, whatever you want to call it, once a week. It comes out every Monday. A new episode comes out every Monday. And I ask you just to follow along with my life. You don't have to do everything I do. You don't have to copy me exactly. But if I give you a few little tips about living a great life, try them out. And I'm pretty sure they're going to help you. I've learned so much over my close to 62 years on this planet. So I've just learned so much. And one of the things I've done recently, if you've seen pictures of me on Facebook, I cut my hair pretty short. I let it go totally gray. I don't color it anymore. I'm coloring it for so many years. And yet it's I think it's kind of like a fake. You know, like, yeah, for so many years, a couple decades or so, I had brownish hair. I tried red at one point. Basically to cover up the gray, which was stupid because, yeah, you know something? There's nothing wrong with gray hair. And I'm proud to have gray hair. And maybe having the gray hair maybe look makes me look a lot older than had I dyed it. But it is what it is. I mean, this is what I am. And I do everything to stay in shape and to keep young and to, you know, look as good as I can. But you know something? Why do I need to mask something that is just there? Great. There's nothing wrong with gray hair. I should be proud of my gray hair. And I've got it. And so many people that have seen me in real life have told me that never go back. That the hair I've got now, the gray, the short, looks better than it's ever looked. So I'm not going to go back. I have no plans to color it again. You know, you got to be proud of what you have. And I am totally fine with aging. If you would have asked me this when I was 30, or even I remember when I turned 40, I hated my birthdays back then. I hated the fact that I was getting older, but I think it's because I wasn't really happy within, and I wasn't happy with who I was. But now I am like 100% happy with my life, how things are going, with my wonderful wife, and it's okay as the years pass. Yeah, you get grayer, you look older. That's the way it is. We can't change that. So embrace it. Have fun. Enjoy it. I plan to be doing these things. I mean, I think when I look back 10 years from now, when I'm 72, I'm going to look back and say 62 was so damn young. And I'm embracing it. I'm going to be skiing again soon with my good friend. I've mentioned Mike a lot. He's a regular listener, so it's okay to mention him because he listens to every episode. I know. I think he's listened to every episode since the beginning. And Mike, I can't wait to be hitting the slopes with you in Park City in a few weeks. I got a lot going on before that. But by the time we hit that chairlift and we get immature like we always do, because I think being young and acting really young and immature is a secret to long life. Joking around, having fun, acting like a child. I think it's a secret to a long life. And I find that the people that smile the most and laugh the most and act like kids the most are the youngest. And I'm glad to fit into that category there. So I've got a lot going on, and I'm just happy and proud to share it with you, my friend. And that's right. If we've never met in person, if you're listening to this somehow, I still feel like there's a serious connection between me and you. And I am so glad you are with me. Make sure you follow me. We got a lot to talk about. We've got a lot to talk about. So I'm going to end this a little bit earlier. A few of my episodes lately have been a little bit over. I like to keep my episodes so about the 20-minute point, but a few have been over, so I feel like it's okay if I take off a little bit early today. I'm gonna get going. It's raining out, but the rain does not stop a hippie road trip. Nothing stops a hippie road trip. I'm looking outside, and you know, rain is a beautiful thing. We need it. The planet needs rain. The planet needs water. The beautiful green, lush vegetation I'm looking at out my window here in Memphis. It looks beautiful, and without rain, we wouldn't have that. So embrace all types of weather. Embrace all types of situations in your life. Embrace whatever life throws at you and make it a good one. Make it better if you can. Hey, I love you. Keep following me. I'm so excited for the hippie road trip. And I'll see you again on the David Matto Lifestyle Show in a week. But follow me on Facebook. Follow me on my live stream broadcast. Follow me wherever you can. And we're going to have fun together. And we're going to learn. And we're going to teach. And we're going to just maximize this life. I'm Dr. Dave.
Thanks for listening to the David Matto Lifestyle Show. Please be sure to join us again next week. And remember, you are no longer alone.